Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey! WXLK HD. Rono.
It's your thing in the morning.
It's a brand new K92 morning thang. Woo! But I will say, not without its adversity, because she is trying to overcome adversity.
Okay.
She.
Mm-hmm. She.
Being the queen, Monica Brooks.
All right, so it's not me. Okay. Woo!
Did you think it was going to be you?
Well, you said adversity. I was like, what am I adverse by?
Like, oh, no. How did he know I've been fighting on the inside that I don't know if I'm a man or a woman or what's going on? No, this is a thing. It's Monica, Zach, Antoine. Monica Brooks broadcasting live from the She Said. The She Shed. The seashells, uh-huh. Seashells by the She Shed, seashore.
Mm-hmm. Good old She
Shed. Yeah, there it is. See, I'm trying to overcome adversity because I can't talk no
What's
more.
What's happening?
Oh, Monica, you know, you just have to feel for her because she has been going through a saga.
Uh-huh.
A sad, pathetic, silly little saga. The story of Monica Brooks and just her pop sockets. She has just been having just the darndest time with her pop sockets. And, you know, we as a world, we come together and we feel for you, Monica.
I know.
During
these
tough times.
What is happening with you in these pop sockets? I don't know. I don't know the background. What's happening right now?
Well, I had a pop socket on my phone, on my iPhone case, and I had it for like 2 years. I got it from some alcohol company.
Some alcohol
like
company.
New York.
Oh, you know what? Yes. I should probably point out because if you have no idea what a pop socket is, it's that thingy that some people stick on the back of their phone so they can hold it around and whatever. That is a pop socket.
Yeah. Well, the one that I had on the back of my phone case was so strong and just like on there.
Yeah, I remember that one.
It was so great.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it stayed on until just a few weeks ago when I dropped my phone and it just cracked.
It cracked the pop socket.
Yeah, it cracked because I still had to get the other half off.
You know, one could almost say that pop socket probably saved your phone. It sacrificed itself so your phone didn't crack.
Because I remember it was like an industrial pop socket.
Yep.
Because I thought about getting one because you had an extra one when you got that one.
Mm-hmm.
But then you were like, you can't remove it. I was like, nah, I don't think I want that one.
Then the sad death of the pop socket from, and I quote, some alcohol place, gone.
Well, I said, you know what? I said, well, I'm going to order one. I'm going to go to Amazon and just order one. Well, I did that. And I was like, okay, this one's good. You know, it's all right. It's lasted a day.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, then we have a little, you know, small social distance, get together, whatever.
Yes.
And my pop socket just gives way. It just, my phone falls.
Falls right off.
I'm like, this is awful.
One day. The other one saved the life of your iPhone to sacrifice itself. Its skull cracked off and fell on the ground, but the rest of its body still held onto your phone.
Yep.
Meanwhile, this one, I'm out. One day. See you later.
It's gone.
Uh-huh. I was like, I'm going to write a review.
And Monica, she was so upset. She was I'm going to write a review, which does further prove that you should never fully trust reviews on Amazon because they're only from someone that's really mad about something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's always the extreme. It's always the extreme.
They almost shouldn't call them reviews.
Well, you know, I write good reviews.
Do you, though?
Because I have, yes, I do.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I have so I write reviews and good ones. And so, like, this one, this would be the first one I'll write.
That's bad.
Out of anger.
We really should band together as a people and probably be better about writing positive reviews. Because what happens is you buy something or you go somewhere and you have a decent experience. You just don't even think about it. You move on. But boy, if they wronged you, if they messed up your order, forget about it. Or they need to change the name of reviews to Axe to Grind section. You go over there and see. Because I try to always pass it through a filter because I think to myself, if I'm going to buy any product, I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
Any product, there are going to be a handful of reviews that say this is the worst blank ever. Refrigerator, pop socket,
no matter what
shoelace,
it is.
Anything. This is the worst blank ever. And I try to just pass them through the hate filter. I'm like, okay, so there's going to be a bunch of people that are going to hate on this product, but what is their level of hate? And you can almost read into what's quality of a product versus quality of a person. You can tell that person who's annoying.
Okay.
Here's a filter I always have with restaurant reviews. If someone leaves a restaurant review that's negative, I find that high maintenance, unreasonable people always have one similar thing in their restaurant reviews. And they always say, took forever to refill our drinks. That's always one that's on there. So what they're mad about is the free drink refill.
Yeah.
So that to me says mm-hmm. Muchasaurus Rex already.
So you're able to move those to mm-hmm. the side. You're right. Like, your priorities aren't high enough. Nope. You don't care about the things that actually matter. So I can skip over this review.
And then they always say the same thing. Waitress disappeared for an hour. I'm like, how has that never happened?
It's never happened.
Nope. It was not an hour. It was 8 minutes and you didn't get your Mountain Dew and you were mad about it and you turned it into to an hour. But you know what? One day on the pop socket, that is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this seems ripe for a thang hack, really, Antoine.
A brand new pop.
Yep.
No, let's not give her an idea because I don't want to glue anything to my phone.
No, she can just glue it to her own phone. This is time for you to finally put your money where your mouth is.
I see her cutting the lid off a water bottle mm-hmm. and gluing with uh-huh. the lid.
Gorilla glue.
Yeah.
Yep. Just gorilla glue the back of a water bottle on there. Because then if you do the little cap on a water bottle, Antoine, and you do it the backwards way, you have yourself a little cup. So you can take little sips anytime you want to hydrate out of your pop socket. Merry Christmas.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
People are losing it just a little bit. Well, first I have to say, I love tattoos.
You do.
But this guy, I think he took it just a little too far.
Okay. There are definitely people that take their tattoos a little too far in the volume of tattoos. I find location, to me, much like real estate, very important.
But I would like uh-huh. to say that there are people who take tattoos too far in the eyes of somebody like me and you, Zach.
Mm-hmm.
And uh-huh, then yep. there is somebody who takes it too far in the eyes of Monica, which really concerns me.
Right.
Monica loves her tattoos. You know, Monica,
I love it.
And Monica has that personality where me and Zach may ask, why? Monica asked a question, why not?
Mm-hmm.
So for somebody mm-hmm. who asked a question, why not? If somebody goes too far, then that concerns me.
I mean, Antoine, I would say that you and I are the kind of person, we ask the question, why? And Monica asked the question, how can I get that done? Where can I go ahead and take care of that situation?
I told my husband, I said, are you cool if there's one day where I'm like, just kind of, I'm covered in tattoos? He's like, that's fine. Because he has none. He's zero piercings, tattoos, none of that. And
well, eventually you can just borrow some of his skin if you need to. If you run
can,
out.
Can I put a tattoo on your forearm, husband? Love you, mean it.
Oh, Lord. All right. So if they've gone over the top by Monica's standards, I guess I'm ready for someone who's uh-huh. getting a tattoo like on the back of their eyeballs. Maybe inside their earlobe, not even the earlobe.
People do the inside of the lip and stuff like that. I've seen that.
No, I was thinking actually like inside your ear, sort of. Can you get a tattoo on your eardrum?
This dude, he can't do that because he's actually spent over $6,000 because he wants to look like a skull, like an actual skull. So he had his ears removed.
Ah! Wait a minute.
Yes.
Ah!
Yes.
Wait, listen to me with Monica in the she shed. Listen to my my echo of horror. Okay, everybody. Oh my God.
So in order to make this tattoo look as authentic as possible, he's removing mm-hmm. his ears.
Yeah.
Yes, he removed his ears and the tip of his nose, and then he had the tattoos applied on his face because he wants to look like a skull. So
what?
Yeah. I'm starting to think.
That's where I said it's taking it to a little too far.
I'm starting to think.
I know
that
we're quarantined at all.
Like, you need people to sign off on things. Like you always need a plus one. When you're getting tattoos, when you're getting plastic surgery, you need on that the forms.
A vouch.
There has to be somebody that vouches for it. Says, you know what, this person is of stable mind, et cetera, et cetera. I'm a witness to it. Continue with
but you know what, Antoine? That ain't going to help in this situation because he's just going to find the guy that transformed himself into a lizard. And that guy's going to be like, oh, yeah, Skull Man. He's of sound mind. That dude.
And I don't know why the story, why they have to dig in, because they have to say that he's 39, currently unemployed and not in a relationship. They felt the need to mention that, too.
Well, if he ever meets a good-looking dead body.
Then they work perfectly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Where's he getting all the money for this if he ain't got no job? I don't even have a job. I got jobs coming up at Wazoo, and I don't have $6,500 to turn myself into a skull.
Maybe he had jobs to save for this.
Maybe.
And now he's going to be an extra on some movie set.
All of this guy in a little secret. Like, all he had to do was start doing morning radio. You wake up about 3:30 in the morning. I mean, look at me, pale, sunken eyes.
Yeah,
I have
like a skeleton.
Skull-like exterior. If I shave my head, I'm the best looking, well, not best looking, but the most accurate skeleton of anybody on this show.
You're a handsome skeleton, don't
to
you?
To each his own.
Don't do
and
that to
I'm
yourself.
Sure somebody would think he's sexy. That's right. A damn handsome skeleton.
Exactly. Don't sell yourself short.
There you go.
Let me try it one more time. Ah! That's your diamond of the day. Friday Eve here on your K92 morning thing. Getting all ready for that weekend. Getting all in your thoughts and your feels.
Yeah.
Monica, I'm going to tell you right now, Antoine, he's talking like he's been drinking this morning already today, and I don't know what the heck's going on with him.
It just sometimes things just pop in your head that you never really thought about before, and then you just wonder if anybody else has had that same thought or if you're alone in it.
I will give you that where I have those random thoughts or you think to yourself, what if right now, and maybe you're driving by a business, you're like, what if right now, let's just crash my car into the window. You know, like
what
that
if I
kind
just
of
drove through? Right. What if it exploded? Yeah. What would I do if it exploded?
Don't do that, of course.
No.
But
you think about stuff like that.
Yeah, Antoine's messing with me this morning.
Well, lately I've been thinking about jellyfish. Right, and I don't want to necessarily talk about why my mind got there or how my mind got there because you would judge me. But jellyfish. Okay, you go to the beach.
I would like to judge him.
And
I'm
you get
saying.
Stung by jellyfish.
Uh-huh.
What are you supposed to do?
Well, I believe if you're on a 90s sitcom, you're all supposed to pee on each other. That's what
that's
they
what
say.
That's what we used to say.
Yeah. Yes, but, and so
no
I
one's
was
actually
going
to do that.
Okay, so obviously I'm alone on this because had I been at the beach and somebody got stung by a jellyfish, I'm probably going to pee on it right then. Never once did it cross my mind until this morning on a random drive into work that I think, or I could pee in a cup and then just pour the pee on the stain.
Of that, course.
That never that never crossed my mind.
Okay. That's more respectful. Like that's you know.
Because in my head, the only way to do it is
throw it at him.
Is to just pull your bikini down or your bathing or your suit down.
Let's face it, Antoine wears a bikini, yes, we understand.
Or my mankini. Or and then you just pee on them right there on the beach. Never crossed my mind that there was another way.
But
to do that.
Do you have an available cup while you're there at the beach? That becomes a question, too.
I'm sure there's like a
little kid's sandcastle bucket.
Yeah.
I know,
There's a little shovel I could pee into
Oh, man. You know, this is horrible to say, but I would have to resist the temptation if I had said bucket to just be like, just throw it on him just for fun.
But no, it's just, am I the only person that never thought of an alternative other than just...
I can tell you this much. You're the only person that put this much thought into this morning, which is just... I mean, what were you doing? Listening to the R. Kelly discography on the way to work and that's what got you going down this rabbit hole?
Oh, no.
What happened was...
Yes, explain.
On my music playlist, I have a Disney playlist. So then I started thinking about Disney movies and Pixar movies.
So it was that.
And then Finding Nemo popped in my head and then he got stung by the jellyfish because he didn't listen to Dory. So it was just a path. It was a path that I ended down.
That is an odd
path.
And
that's okay.
I just wondered.
That kind of stuff happens.
It's an odd path for a grown man, too, to be going down this.
A grown man with no kids, mind you.
Disney, Pixar, rabbit hole on his way to work at 5 o'clock
in
the morning.
Did you don't have those? You don't have those thoughts where you're just like driving along, or you sit at home and you just start thinking about stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I keep them all to myself, though, so the rest of us aren't freaked out by all of these things.
I don't think I should be judged for it, guys. I think this is a place of support.
It is weird when you get into those zones, and then the other thing that happens is you realize, oh, look, I'm home. How did I get here?
Oh, that happens so
often. Yeah, that's scary.
I really hope that light was green.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm afraid when Monica's driving and she's focused. So if she's in the zone,
something's wrong
for everybody is what it is. So yes, if you've been pondering all things jellyfish stings and
or
all
just random thoughts,
I think it's normal because we all have those thoughts. I'm sitting on the couch and I just zoned out. And I was thinking, if someone shot an arrow through my face, like through my cheeks,
okay,
would I leave
it
there and go to the hospital or would I take it out? And I was just thinking it was stupid, but I was just thinking to myself, what would you do?
That's a
I don't know.
That's a fair question.
Because you're supposed to leave it there, right?
Yeah. Unless you can Unless you can block the wound from the blood and stuff.
I work with maniacs, okay?
But this what is, would you do, Zach? No, that's
no,
a
what
fair
would you
question.
Do?
Would you drive down the street or, I mean,
with the arrow?
Yes. With the arrow going through
no,
your
No, you
cheek?
Never pull it out. You never pull any of those
would
things out.
Would you at
out.
Least break some nope. of it so it's not hanging out?
No, because I wouldn't want to rustle it up too much and cause it to make uh-huh. like a
but
bigger
could,
circle.
But you can hold
anything.
It on both sides when you break it.
Nope. No, I don't want to take that chance.
So you're going to be Arrowhead. Somebody's going to yes. have a picture of you as Arrowhead.
Right, and if nothing yep. else, I'm going to get a lot of likes on Instagram out of this. So
something.
Yeah, we're going to end on a positive, if nothing else. I mean, geez. Tackling all of life's most important topics like today, your underwear.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Dupla.
I mean, yes, and you know what? I'm going to go there because they say breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
That's what I hear.
So I feel like underwear is the most important garment of the day.
I also agree.
And why I'm putting breakfast and underwear in the same topic is...
I don't. I'm worried no. about your diet right now. I'm yeah. concerned about your diet.
It's a taffy. Underwear. How often should you buy new underwear? How long is a pair of underwear good?
Until they stop fitting or they have holes in them would be my guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be, and I would call that man logic
yeah.
for the most part.
I mean, my drawers uh-huh. fit. I'm going to keep wearing them.
Monica, would you prescribe to that same man logic or does your underwear have a time on it, like a clock?
I mean, it depends because if I go out to the store and I see some underwear that are just cute, I'll just mm-hmm. buy them. So I guess every couple of months I would buy new underwear.
But okay. are you retired?
Like, ooh, I like that.
Right. When does the underwear, how old is underwear when underwear has to go to the clothing nursing
home?
When
it gets home? That hole, if it gets a hole in it or something, if it just looks ratty, then it's gone.
Okay. So yours yeah. is more of an eyeball test
okay.
or there's a hole mm-hmm. in it, but it's not... Okay, it's been X amount of time since I purchased this underwear and I need to throw it out, correct?
Right.
Okay. Well, we're all doing it wrong then because the correct answer is 6 to 12 months.
I have to yeah. buy new underwear.
Okay.
Oh, man. Okay.
6 to 12 months. Yeah. That just maybe, flashback. Because I have, what's like the oldest pair of underwear you have in the drawer?
I mean, I don't know. I didn't save the receipts,
yeah,
but I would
I
say
know.
A couple years.
Yeah, I definitely
couple
have
years.
Some underwear that's mm-hmm. that's a couple years old.
Yeah.
It's had a few birthdays.
Because I have one pair of thongs from the year 2004.
Yes!
And I don't wear them. And I don't wear them, but they're like, they're leopard thongs.
You got underwear that can drive?
She got underwear that can drive!
You got underwear that can drive?
2004. And they're still in the drawer right now.
Can you get your underwear to pick me up the next time I'm out drunk? Can your underwear DD for me, please?
Okay, now that...
They are old as crap, but I'm not throwing them away. Oh. And Jared's like, what are you doing with these thongs? I'm like, I don't know. Just leaving them there.
All right, I don't think I have any underwear
oh
that can
God,
go to
I
school.
I can take a picture of them just so you can see. Like, these are like velvet thongs. This is like crazy.
No, I don't need a picture. You're good on that. Wow, that's too long.
Yeah, they're yeah. old.
That's too long.
Yeah, I mean,
how many pairs of underwear do you have then?
I have a lot, but those
four.
That pair they just sit there.
Four pairs.
Well, Monica,
I don't wear them.
You,
I just like to
you
have
might
them.
Want to be getting rid of your ancient and it's antique underwear is what you have.
Yeah. Antique.
My God.
16 years.
Good Lord. And this is where it's unfortunate. So guess what? Your laundry water isn't nearly as clean as you think it is. Stupid laundry. The washing machine makes me angry because all I ever hear about is how you have to wash your washing machine. Well, what a stupid, stupid thing to have to do. You're a washing machine.
Yes.
Be clean.
You have one job.
Be clean.
That's all.
Yeah. So even after you do a wash, your underwear, this clean underwear, can reportedly contain up to 10,000 living bacteria, including E. coli. Yeah. It allows, over time, because it sort of builds up, E. coli and dust mites to accumulate in this underwear. So if you want to think about it, your teenager underpants are in there just rubbing their dust mites all over everybody else. Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
God.
I'm just excited that Monica's the grossest here in this
story. I don't know if there's ever...
Grossest.
And I think, and it's one of those things where... It's not up to debate. You have underwear that's over a decade old.
Mm-hmm.
Over a decade and a half old. Like
you have underwear that happened before Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
Let that sink in.
Man.
Yeah, how about that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. They are close to being Y2K old.
They are.
They are not that far from
Y2K. They're like when Kelly Clarkson won American Idol old. Like, people still watch Survivor.
Oh, come on.
Kevin Hart wasn't a thing.
With some old underwear or something, you know.
Your underwear... have been around longer than Kevin Hart's career.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's impressive. That's disgusting, but also impressive.
It's actually, I think, older than your tenure on the K92 Morning Thing. Look at that. When I met, let's put it this way. When I met Monica, that underwear was already too old, according to this right here.
Yep. That's true.
Yikes. Moral of the story and what you can feel good about today, Monica has older underwear than you. Whew.
The backwards game on the K92 Morning Thing.
We go forwards, but first we go backwards. So you'll hear a phrase backwards. You hear it two times, and then you try to talk all backwards, and we turn you around and hear what you sound like. And today, I promise you, you will sound drunk. Maybe even drunker than normal.
All right.
Kind of always sound drunk. But here in the backwards game today, I don't know if you knew this or not, but it is National Bourbon Month.
A month?
Oh. Yes. A whole month of bourbon.
I didn't know bourbon had a month.
Bourbon deserves a month.
All right.
Monica, you've always been someone who's been trying to come around to bourbon. Are you still trying to do that whole situation?
I will. I'll try again.
Okay. So you're saying yes, you have not come around to bourbon.
Yes.
You
want to
like it. I believe I have entered the phase where I think I'm at least lying to myself, Monica, that I don't mind it, which is the next step.
Yeah.
To actually enjoying it. I'm getting there.
Mm-hmm. Enjoying the burn.
Right. I've found a couple times.
That's pretty good, guys.
Where I feel like I can say, this is good. And my entire brain's not buying it. But the lie, I'm faking it till I'm making it. So I'm getting there.
Uh-huh.
So in honor of National Bourbon Month, it is all stuff that drunk people would say here in the backwards game. Of course, they are drunk while they are saying it as well. Like the world famous Will Ferrell.
We're going streaking!
Remember when he said that in old school? So you'll hear it two times backwards. We'll flip it around. We'll see who wins. Antoine, why don't you go ahead and go first, since you are the only person that genuinely enjoys bourbon.
I do love me some bourbon.
K92 Morning Thanks. So Monica, head on into the soundproof chamber. And Antoine, you will hear it two times backwards. Time one, we're going streaking, becomes... There's a lot of passion and a lot of slurping in there as well. We're going streaking. Time two. A little bit of a Swedish chef action going on, too.
Spoon's on.
Okay. Antoine, I would say, had a lot of Ergish Bergen Flurgen Swedish.
Spot on is what he's saying.
Maybe. We don't know.
Spot on.
Could be spot on, could not. So we're going streaking. Monica, you're going to hear it two times backwards. Here's time one. Okay, now time two. You sounded like you choked on your own tongue a little bit there.
I think I did.
You may have. But you know what? Sometimes that's what it takes to win the game. If you need to choke on your own tongue in order to win the backwards game, well, darn it all, choke on your own tongue.
Sacrifices must be made.
To win the backwards game. Okay, Antoine, let's go to yours first. This is what it was originally. It does have that... Ergish Borgen Flurden Durden. So we're going to reverse it around, and we are listening for "We're Going Streaking." Here it is. It's an interesting little pause you had on your own voice there. It's not bad. It's all right.
I think it's there. It's there.
It's in there somewhere for sure. Monica Brooks, she delivered this.
Smallville.
Yeah, she's watching Smallville.
She's watching Smallville. Yeah, Superman.
One of your favorite episodes of Smallville. What does it sound like when we flip it around? We're listening for "We're Going Streaking."
We're going streaking.
Oh man!
Wow.
Point Monica.
Oh,
looking
through Smallville. That was good.
Let me hear that one again.
We're going streaking.
I told you, darn it all! Sometimes you got to swallow your own tongue to win this game.
Good job.
It's the all stuff drunk people will say. Drunk people love saying this, whether you like it or not.
Let's do shots.
Oh, they always want you to do shots. Mm-hmm. You got to come and do shots with me.
Run away.
Okay, so this time, Monica, you'll go first. So, Antoine, head on into the soundproof chamber. And, Monica, you will hear "Let's do shots" backwards two times. Here's time one. Now we go to time two. I think that was pretty good. All right. Antoine, you're back from the soundproof chamber.
Yes.
I think you're going to do well in this round, basically because I want there to be a round three. So Monica's in
the
lead.
That works for me.
You'll hear it two times backwards. It was "Let's do shots." Here we go. Time one. Time two. It's good. I actually think you're gonna win this round on your own. I have a good feeling.
All right.
I think that was good enough. But you never know until you actually hear it. So let's hear what Monica had to deliver. It was,
let's do shots. Shoot.
When you take that and you reverse it around through the magic thangtaculator, you receive.
Let's do shots.
Wow. Good.
Wow. Oh. How dare you be so awesome in the game today, Monica?
Doing great today.
Man. What's going on?
Okay. Time two is...
Die-shoo-snim.
We will flip it around. What do we end up with? We're listening for it.
Let's do shots.
Shot. That was good, too. Point Antoine.
Okay. All
there
good.
You go.
Yeah.
We got us a fight.
Very close as we head into round three. This one does make sense when you hear round two. Let's do shots. Let's do shots. What happens later in the night? This.
Don't feel good.
That's always after shots. Antoine, you'll go first this time.
Right.
Monica, head on in to the soundproof chamber. Antoine, you're going to hear it two times backwards. Here is time one.
An ugly
You can feel the meat sweats in that clip. Here it is.
An ugly
A dove, guy, whom?
That one had sort of a Swedish feeling to it, too. You're feeling very Nordic today.
Yes.
Headphones on.
Okay. Antoine, again, Monica, I don't know why he's all into sounding Swedish or something, but that's exactly what he sounded like again. But will it be enough to get him to victory? So, Monica, you're going to hear it two times backwards. Is I don't feel good. Boy. Here it is. Time one.
An ugly
Time two.
An ugly
How do you feel? Oh.
That extra bonus of the voice.
It sounded like you said, I don't feel well.
Yeah. But you know what? She really.
I think I did.
She kind of put that extra meat sweat onto it a little bit. The inflection was there. The question becomes, what is the rest of it? And will it be enough to win the game? We'll go to Antoine's first. So it was, I don't feel good. He gave us this.
A dove, guy, whom?
Yes, we hang to hang out at the fjords together. Will we get, I don't feel good. Here it is.
It's all right.
It was it?
All right.
It was all right. You know, feeling Elmer Fudd there a little bit. It's all about context, Antoine. Uh-huh. It's all about context. Monica gave us this.
How do you feel?
Like, this is going to be one of those ones where I reverse it backwards and it's going to make some sort of weird noise that it might break glass or cause an alien transmission to fall out of the sky or something. I'm tired. You got a yawn going on there? Let's hear it one more time on each of them and so we can decide. It's actually making me yawn because when I'm hearing it. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and award the victory to Antoine. It was close.
I'll take it, I guess.
But it didn't make me sleepy. Again, you know, you hear the word yawn and it makes you yawn. And I apologize to everyone that has to yawn now because I just said the word yawn. And now I got to yawn. So thanks a lot, Monica.
There's a lot of yawning in that one.
It did sound like a yawn, yeah.
It's Monica's fault. I gotta go to bed. All right, that's the end. It is the backwards game on your K92 Morning Thang. That's a true crime story that'll freak you out here in the trending.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
So this guy, he gets arrested for attempted murder.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they sit him down. And there was an attempted murder at a convenience store that he is a regular customer at. They say, we know you're a regular here. We know you tried to kill this guy. He says, it wasn't me. I didn't do it. They show him the surveillance video. It's him on the surveillance video.
Okay.
He says, no, but you don't understand. That's not me. I didn't do it. I don't know what's going on. They say, well, the car has been traced back to your mother. We know you tried to kill this guy.
Uh-huh.
And all the while, I mean, you're freaking out right now. He did not do it. His brother, who looks like him, did try to do it. Yeah, and he didn't. It's not even a twin brother. He has a brother who just kind of looks like him. They're half brothers, so they have the same mother.
Okay.
Oh god.
But I guess after he saw and really, the lawyer looked at the surveillance video, said that is not Darnell. That is Dalton.
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 Okay.
Yeah. And they showed the pictures of the side-by-side, and the lawyer said, if you, I mean, I would have thought it was the same person if you didn't tell me it was two different people. But how freaky is that? That's what I always, you worry about is there's someone who looks exactly like you in the world, because you think statistically, there probably is someone that
you
looks like
you. You have a twin
you.
Somewhere.
Right. And if they're a killer, can you imagine?
You got to make sure your alibis are strong.
Right.
Every day.
Can you imagine how terrifying it is, Antoine, to be the person who looks exactly like Monica? Like, what?
Well, actually it could work out in their favor because they could do whatever they wanted. And they're like, oh, it's just Monica being Monica. There it's actually again. Tiffany.
Number two. This is interesting. So people are reporting that on multiple occasions, the customer service reps that they've dealt with for Amazon on the live chat have been, just extra flirty with them. Just a little bit.
They're bored.
Yes.
Lonely.
Oh, yeah.
Roxana tells the story of Rupesh. Rupesh was the customer service representative, and Rupesh said, "You are very sweet, and I must say, you have a very lovely name." All right. You know, would you just...
That's romantic.
I know. Could you fix the problem, please? I know. And there's like
I mean, they already take all the money. They don't have to be all flirty.
Yeah. I guess make you feel good about yourself or something. I know, because there was a whole Reddit thread of all these different ones, and people on the other side were saying, you're just blowing friendly banter out of proportion. No, I believe you have a lovely name. No man says that as friendly banter.
But there are names that are lovely. He was identifying as.
Okay. Well, here's another situation. We have a user named Suze, and Suze was dealing with Fazia. And Fazia said, "You are breathtaking. I hate to do this, but my manager is giving me 5 minutes on this chat, and I haven't assisted anyone else for 2 hours. I really, really loved chatting with you today. It was truly amazing. I don't want this to end."
If you say it in that voice, Zach, with this music, no matter, you could read the ingredients on the cereal box, and it's going to sound flirty.
Sugar. Wheat. Cheerios.
See, now I want to make love to Tony the Tiger.
You know what? I guess ultimately, as long as I get the refund I need, I don't care.
Flirt all you want to.
Exactly.
Give me what I want.
Say whatever you want.
Number one
trending. Oh, man. Leggings for men.
Leggings for men.
Yeah, and not even so much
just
that.
Just in time for fall.
Well, we're not even debating that leggings for men are not a thing because it has kind of become a thing. Now, I have at least come around to sweatpants that aren't baggy.
Okay, like joggers.
I guess, yes.
Joggers,
yeah. You could call them that. But, I mean, then there's this whole line of Lululemon for men and...
Lululebro.
Other, what's it? Matador Meggings.
Uh-huh.
That's another one. Man leggings. And what they're saying, actually, the trend is not so much that men are starting to wear these leggings because they are. It's that they are trying to develop new technologies to help soften the Bulgaria area of everything going on.
Yeah, because like right now, you'd have to wear like some shorts over top of them.
Yeah.
You couldn't just be all
have a
out
long
and about
shirt of some kind.
Couldn't be all out and about with them.
See, you know, to me, that's where I draw the line. If that becomes the issue and I have to have some sort of cover up, I don't need these pants, Antoine. I'll just wear jeans.
Unless you're in the ballet.
Am I in the ballet, Monica?
Or exercising?
I don't know. You better just, you know, take a ballet bag with you everywhere you go.
Oh my God!
You're like, well, I'm part of the ballet.
And Monica, as a woman,
I wouldn't suggest.
Where are you on this dude legging thing? Are you okay with this?
Not for Jared. No.
See, and that's actually what I thought she was going to say.
Somebody could.
Why not? Why? So is it just because you don't want people like checking out your husband, or just in general?
They just would. That would not be. I don't think that would look.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't be like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
No.
But
some people probably could pass, you know.
Like, Jared's in good shape, but he's a stocky dude. Like, he's just a big guy. So he would look like a bunch of breakfast sausages walking around, like all these different.
You probably have to be built like a pro athlete.
I couldn't see him fixing wires while wearing, the Meggings or whatever. I couldn't.
But he'd be comfortable.
He would, but you know what? The whole job would be very inefficient because none of his coworkers would be able to get anything done. That would just be.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah. Antoine,
what are you doing, man?
Meggings, are you okay with the Meggings?
I would try them to see how comfortable they are.
Okay, but you have not. You're not really.
Oh, no. I'm wearing the joggers, so like my sweats, but they're fitting sweats. I don't know if I'd wear my Meggings to work.
Please don't. on behalf of me. Now, please don't.
Now maybe I will.
Okay, well, we'll see.
Somebody order me a pair.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. So today's scam is on Candace, and her boyfriend let me know that she works at, shall we say, coffee place. So I'm going to call from the bathroom inside coffee place because I have a serious problem. It's the birthday scam trapped in the bathroom on the K92 Morning Thang.
Thank you for calling. This is Candace.
Hi. What did you say your name was again?
It's Candace. Can I help you?
Oh, I hope so. All right, here's the deal. This is really embarrassing, so I'm just going to say it. I am calling from your bathroom from inside the store.
You're calling from the bathroom here at...
Yes, and, well, I have a problem.
Okay, what's going on?
So, I had to go to the bathroom really bad, and I didn't make it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know, it's really bad. So, do you have any pants?
Pants?
Yeah. Pants. Mine are, nobody's ever going to be wearing them again, and they're ruined, so I don't have any pants, and I need to get out of this bathroom, and, do you guys, like, have any extra pants laying around from your uniforms or something like that?
No, I'm so sorry, sir. Like, we wear our clothes from home. We don't have any, like, pants here.
Okay, well, then I don't know what to do.
Can you maybe call somebody to help you?
What do you think I'm doing right now?
No, I mean, like, somebody you know, and they can bring you some clothes or some pants.
Okay, well, yeah, here's the deal. That would be a great idea, but I'm not from here. I was driving through town on business, and I stopped for a coffee, and you got to help me. I mean, can you maybe, like, get me a bunch of paper towels and napkins or something, and just, you can wrap my legs like a mummy or something like that?
Oh, sir, I don't think that's going
to
work.
Because I use all the toilet paper in here trying to clean up, and honestly, it is still all over the place, so you're going to have some work to do later. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Okay. I can't believe this.
Trust me, I know. I'm very embarrassed. Okay, how about this? How about you just tell everybody in the store to, you know, look away, like look in the other direction, and I'll make a break for it.
No, no, you can't do that, sir. I can't control where everyone looks.
Okay, well, you know what? Forget it then. I just got to get out of here. The smell is horrible, and I need to get to my car. So I'm going to come out of the bathroom without any pants on, and I'm just going to run. I'm going to do that. Yes.
No, please don't do that.
Yep.
Sir.
I'm just going to run through the store, and just, I recommend you at least hold your nose because I am a mess.
Please, okay, sir, I need you to stop. I need you to calm down. We're going to get through this, but you cannot run through the store without any pants on.
Well, then what am I supposed to do?
Oh, my God.
What do I do then?
I need your help.
I'm going to get out there, and I'm going to run out there right now. I need to do this. I'm leaving. I'm getting out right now.
No. I don't know. No, please don't. I'm going to get a manager. I'm going to get somebody. Somebody's going to help you, but you cannot run out here with no pants on. Please.
I agree with you. And you know what? This is a birthday scam. Hey.
Oh.
Hi. Hi, it's Zach from K92. You're on the radio right now. Hi.
Zach, you ran my blood pressure up.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. Birthday scam. The K92 Morning Thangs. Hook up.
I like you a lot.
Or hang up.
Goodbye.
Pretty sure the motto of 2020 is, oh, why the heck not?
Yeah.
I mean, why the heck not?
Why not?
Yep. Why bother with regular dating anymore? Why even bother? You know what? Tinder is so 2019.
Such in the past.
It was like last year and all that stuff. So hook up or hang up. It's another thing to try. And in this day and age, why the heck not? So let's say good morning to Lindsay, who is willing to take this chance. Lindsay, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay, good. And are you good with the motto, why the heck not?
Absolutely. Yeah. Why the heck not?
I know. Because
she's here with us now.
That's what it is. Because, like, Angela, we get in the conversation now, and I sit here, and you talk to Lindsay, and it's the same conversation you have with everybody else. So, how's it going? Bad. All right, back
there
to you.
There we
go. but yeah, let's meet Lindsay, because if you're listening right now and you think, okay, you know what? I'm single, too, and my temperature is under 100, and I am ready to meet Lindsay. So, tell us the Lindsay story. What's going on here?
Well, I am a really outdoorsy type. I love to be outside. I love hiking and camping and being in nature. So I'm definitely looking for someone to do that with me.
Was that something you were into before the corona? Because I know a lot of people never left the house and then all of a sudden they're like, I'm a hiker now. Or was that something you were always into?
Oh, no, it was something I was always into. I, like, have an REI membership. I'm, like, ready to go.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know they had memberships.
Yeah, they do. It's legit. It's very exclusive, Zach.
Oh,
very exclusive.
Okay, so...
yeah, I'm very about hiking and being outside and my health. I don't eat red meat and I don't cook red meat.
Oh! I love it.
So I also don't smoke.
Monica went on this I'm not going to eat red meat diet just for funsies, for fun.
Just for the sake of making us annoyed.
So really what it is, Lindsay, she was...
a lot better for the environment, and it's good for you, so I'm all for it. I can, you know, talk your ears off all day.
I know you are, actually.
That's what's happening right now, and I'm no longer going to... I'm going to eat my burger and listen.
But you know what, Antoine? Look at how good I am that I have not hung up on Lindsay because I like her as a person.
And you can hear how happy she sounds, so maybe we need to try it.
All right, now you shut up too, Antoine. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, so, you know, but I think it's good to put that stuff out there because I think you're looking for someone whose lifestyle matches yours. I have neighbors that are really outdoorsy. I mean, I drove by the other day, and they just had their big, long kayak canoe-y things just sticking out the back of the truck, and they make me tired.
Uh-huh.
Like, they come home, they ride a bike, then they go get on a log, and it's just, there's a lot going on. So you need someone who shares that same... zest, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Anything else before we put it out there to the masses to see what we get?
No, that's it. Just if they don't smoke, if they don't have kids, if they don't eat red meat, I am good to go.
Okay. So we're looking for a meatless, kidless, smokeless, soulless, what? A person, individual.
Who wants to be outside.
Who wants to be outside. does tubing count as an outdoor activity? You know, if you lay there and you have a cooler next to you and everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it does.
Yeah. It's my starter kit.
There you go.
It's my outdoor starter kit.
Outdoors for beginners.
Okay, 540-774-9236, 800-468-9236. Those are the telephone numbers you have to call if you want to meet Lindsay. You'll be given 60 seconds to your dating destiny, and you'll be given it next.
The K92 Morning Thangs. Hook up.
I like you a lot.
Or hang up.
Goodbye.
We welcome back Lindsay. She's our single lady.
Yes.
You know, they say all the single ladies, all the single... Well, that's... it's just Lindsay.
We have one.
We have one. It's all the single lady. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Okay, so you're ready. Are you ready to meet David?
David, okay.
All right. And that's all the information I'm going to give you. Because
David.
It's all the information I know. I know his name is David. Lindsay said, I'm an outdoorsy kind of girl. I don't really care for red meat, and I don't really care for smoking, but I like to hang out outside. And that's what we know so far about Lindsay, but she's going to have 60 seconds. We can do the same song for David. All the single, man.
All the
David, hi.
All the single David.
David, are you ready for your 60 seconds of dating destiny?
I'm ready.
Okay. Lindsay, are you ready for your 60 seconds of dating destiny?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to pass it over to Lindsay. You're in charge because you're the one that had the courage to come out here first. So I'll go ahead and give you your 60 seconds. You can start, and then both of you, y'all can ask questions to each other, however you want to work. At the end, the buzzer will go off, and if you want to talk more, go on a real date or Zoom or whatever it is that people do now, we'll go ahead and do that. If not, I'll just 3, 2, 1. You can hang up. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Lindsay, your 60 seconds starts now. Go.
David, hi. So what are you about? Are you an outgoing type? Are you more introverted?
You know, I'm probably more of an introvert, but, you know, it really depends on, you know, the people I'm with and, you know, the environment. You know, I kind of have a lot of requirements, kind of picky, no smoking, no kids. And,
okay,
I have a soon-to-be ex-wife.
You have a soon-to-be ex-wife. You're still married?
Technically, yes, but separated and should be finalized soon.
Okay.
Oh, okay. How old are you?
I'm 25.
So what happened? Do you mind me asking?
If you must know, she left me for my sister. But moving on, I would love to get to know you better, Lindsay.
Well, moving on.
Well, I have questions.
Well, I know.
I
have follow-up questions, too. Boy, it's almost he took it right down to the buzzer. You know, yeah. Antoine in basketball and the dribble right down to the last shot?
Watching the clock?
They're
yeah.
Like, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, bang my sister. Okay, I have lots of follow-up questions, but let's see if everyone is interested first, and then we'll go from there. So I will count it down. If you want to stay on the line and get more information, just stay there. If not, you can hang up and peace out. So here we go. In 3, 2, 1. David, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Lindsay?
Still here.
Oh, Lindsay's right. Here. Okay.
Okay.
I feel like there Lindsay's like, look, if nothing else, I just have more questions.
I want to know the end of this story.
I know. And I want to join y'all on the date because I want to hear it too.
Monica says she was chaperone.
Monica's like, I haven't left the house in months, but I'm leaving for this one.
I will come out for this one.
Well, I absolutely am. David, that is a bit of a messy situation there.
Yeah, it's a little complicated for sure.
And she left you, wait.
Your sister sucks.
For your sister? Really?
Yeah, it was pretty touch and go there for a minute.
Okay. You know, but you sound surprisingly...
Okay with it?
Like, okay with it.
Yeah, like you come around with it.
I mean, yeah, it was almost a year ago when this all went down, so.
See, and you know what? Anything that happened before Corona, it's just...
Like a decade ago. You've come to terms with it. Anything before 2020.
Okay. Lindsay, but you're okay with more information, or at least chatting some more with David.
Yeah, you sound cool.
Sounds progressive.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. So. He sounds forgiving. Is
he
what
does.
He sounds like.
You know what? He does.
He sounds forgiving.
And at 25 years old, me personally, I don't think anyone should get married before 30. Because I don't think you know yourself.
Uh-huh.
Case in point, this situation. Wow, Monica. Wow.
Well, that's a first date
that
conversation.
Is, something. I'll tell you what. You know what? That's almost like a whole season of a show on Netflix. I mean, it goes beyond just first date conversation. But yeah, so what we'll do, if you guys want, we'll put you both on hold. We'll set you up and you can converse and decide how you want to take this relationship from there. And Monica, does your offer of chaperoning still stand?
Oh, yeah. Just let me know.
Okay. Lindsay, you keep us posted on all this, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Fantastic. Wow.
I don't know.
I
got nothing.
Why don't you tell David to keep us posted on everything?
I'll be trying. David, keep us posted on everything.
Definitely will.
Okay. See?
Yeah. Okay.
I still don't know. Hi. You know, here's the best way to end this one. Hi. Whoosh.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Back for another round of Who Knows Who? Me versus Monica.
Yes.
Trying to figure each other out in this game. You know, Antoine, you are the host of Who Knows Who.
Mm-hmm.
But I almost feel like at some point, maybe like I should host the game one of these times. And
so
then
that I can play?
Right. And then Monica can try to figure out. And, you know, then we get the added challenge of Antoine. We don't know Antoine as well. Or do we?
Who knows Antoine better?
But Monica and I have been working together since the dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Yep.
But go ahead and explain Who Knows Who to everybody.
All right. So I have already asked Zach and Monica questions about themselves. During the game today, I will tell Monica the question I asked Zach, and she will have to guess how Zach answered and vice versa.
Uh-huh.
You get a point if you get it right. You do not get a point if you get it wrong. We have 3 questions each. If there's a tie, then there's a tiebreaker question about me.
Oh, see, that's where the newbie Antoine stuff comes in. You know what? And I can tell you this much, Monica, with confidence, as we get ready to play this game, I believe, without a shadow of a doubt, all the questions that were asked to me about me, I think I got them right.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Research is.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes, I knew all the stuff about me. So here we go in the game. Who knows who?
All right, so I asked Monica. There is a museum that is being created about her.
All right, the Museum of Monica.
The Museum of Monica.
What a terrifying place. Is it only open for the month of Halloween? Is that what it is?
And I gave her a choice as to what part of her life the museum would be about.
Okay.
Did she choose her childhood, her career, or her family?
Okay.
What type of museum does Monica want about her childhood, her career, or her family?
All right. I don't think it's a career museum. To me, Monica would say that's boring. Like, who wants to go to a work museum? That doesn't say, the museum of work. Like, who would go there? Childhood, while interesting, I feel like there are parts of it that Monica either she doesn't know the details, or she likes to keep them foggy and shady from the rest of us and doesn't want all of that stuff exposed. And I do believe that because Monica's family is wildly interesting, way more interesting than the rest of our families all put together, she feels like a museum with all of them. The cast of characters would be amazing. So I have to go with the Monica Brooks Family Museum.
All right. So you're going with family. Monica, what type of museum did you choose?
You don't know me. Childhood.
What?
That means
it's a museum,
you're wrong.
So you actually go, you'll dive a little deeper into.
There are unanswered questions.
You know. Yeah. I mean, I just found out last night talking to my mom that I have family in West Virginia. They didn't know about me, and so they want to meet me. So they knew about my sister, and she was like, oh, but you have another daughter, Trigger. So
just random family that's shown up. And why is it
last
always,
night?
You're always the mystery. You
Never
are
the sister.
Mystery.
Never the sister.
See, I should have thought
she
of just, that.
She said I thought they knew.
And Monica's family would have chosen the story of Monica as a child because they don't know the story either. So they would actually like to learn the entire thing. Now, I will say this, I guess as a sidebar, even though I got it wrong, I feel like Monica's family would make a great haunted house.
Oh, I think they'd be great actors.
Right,
they
exactly.
Be great actors in a haunted house.
They go in. All right, no point for
All
me.
All right, fine. Monica, I asked Zach, what sense would you rather live without? Would Zach rather live without the sense of touch, the sense of smell, or the sense of sight?
Oh, gosh. I mean, because foodie, so I would think he want to smell the food and this and that. But I think he'll do all right without this. He would live without the smell because he wants to touch. I think he would want to.
He's a pervert. I would like, so he needs a touch.
I would like to point out that I have no clue where you're about to guess.
It's
because
it's
nothing lining up right now.
Well, I'm going to go with smell.
The sense of smell. That's what Zach would rather live without. All right, Zach, what did you decide?
I decided sense of smell.
Yep. Correct.
You are correct. I'm not sure if you even know why you picked that one, but because the taste would
be
connected
to it.
You
still get the taste.
Oh, I still get the taste.
You still get the taste.
Ah, that's what it was. Okay, I was
so
all confused.
Fine,
okay.
You're fine losing a sense of smell as long as you can still taste things.
Here,
you don't know why you picked it. She doesn't know why she picked it. You guys know each other.
No, I know
well.
That. I said because I know Zach would want to touch, and I know you would want to see what's going on.
Yeah. And if what, I still get my touching. Sense of taste and I only you're lose good. The sense of smell, then it totally works out. See, Antoine, that's how well we know each other. Even when we don't know what we're talking about, we still match the answer. So even though Monica's beating me in this game, I feel like that was a point for me, too.
Everybody won on
Round
that one.
Round two!
Yep.
All right. Monica gets to do karaoke with the celebrity. They get to do a duet. So, Zach, what celebrity did Monica choose to karaoke with?
Okay, this is a celebrity she wants to do karaoke with.
Yes, that
Not
she
the
wants.
Celebrity I want to punish by forcing them to do karaoke with.
No, this
with
is who
her.
Monica would like to sing with.
Okay.
Is it A, Demi Lovato, B, Katy Perry, or C, Lady Gaga?
Okay. Definitely not Katy Perry. Too annoying. There's no way it's that one.
Who did she choose?
Monica likes Demi. Thinks she's a good person. Lady Gaga. Demi, I think ultimately Monica doesn't want to hang out with at karaoke because she can't drink or, you know, have fun anymore. And she feels like right. And you got to be drunk in order to do karaoke with Monica. And it's not right to put poor Demi in that situation. Okay. She's fragile.
Okay.
We can't put her there.
You can't do karaoke.
I think Monica wants to do the big, fabulous, glamorous Lady Gaga performance. Lady Gaga. See.
All right, Monica, who did you choose to do karaoke with?
In the shallow.
Correct.
There it is.
Good job, Zach.
Yep.
I think I accurately described the answer, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Katy Perry was a fast no. I knew that one right away. Okay, 1-1.
All right.
It all comes down to this. She gets it right. She is the big winner. Take it away, Monica Brooks.
Monica, I asked Zach, which animal would he rather fight in their own habitat? So he's fighting them in their habitat. Did he pick A, seagulls on the beach, B, crocodiles in the swamp, or C, a pack of wolves in the woods?
Which one do I have to fight? Fight one of them. Who am I fighting?
Is he picking seagulls on the beach, crocodiles in the swamp, or wolves in the woods?
think he'll take Benny Siegel. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And why is that?
Oh, okay.
I think you knock one of them out. Yeah, you take them on.
So you think I'm just going to fight a bunch of seagulls at the beach?
I think so.
Zach, what did you choose?
She gets it right, she will win.
She wins!
Correct!
Yeah, I'll take you down,
you're fighting
seagulls.
The birds.
Darn right I'm fighting the birds, because you know what? They deserve it in the first place.
I agree with you 100%. Uh-huh. 100%.
All their little, mine. I will punch them in their little bird heads. Mm-hmm. Kids, don't be like me. Don't actually go punch a bird. But crocodiles in the swamp, I'm losing. I'm dead.
You can't even see them.
Exactly. Yeah, and really, the wolves in
the wolves?
Where are they? The cave or the wolf pack?
They're in the woods.
Yeah, I don't like that one either.
Liam Neeson, though.
Yeah, I know, but I'm no Liam Neeson. Listen, I have a special set of skills, Antoine, and none of them have to do with actually fighting in the woods of any kind. And I've seen Twilight, and they just get all crazy.
Yeah, they do get crazy.
All right, Monica Brooks, congratulations.
Ooh, congratulations.
You know me better than I know you here on the K92 Morning Thing. Since it's Thursday and all, let's roll back. Back in time.
Gotta get back in time.
They do the throwback thing.
Gotta get back in time.
Kids, this is what cool music used to sound like.
Woo! Get me back in time.
Throwback Thursday.
Makes me feel like I'm in a mall.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
It does. But now, see, of course, it makes you feel like you're in a nursing home or an elevator or something like that. But it is Throwback Thursday. And you know what? Sometimes you want to have a sense of whimsy.
Yeah.
People like whimsy.
Yeah.
They always say that on cooking competition shows, because I watch a bunch of those. And they'll say, this dish is very whimsical. Like whimsical. Whoever says that in real life.
I don't like them.
No?
I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan of whimsy?
I'm not a fan of people using those words.
Okay, fine. Well, you know what? We will go back in time at least. And Antoine was bringing up just sort of the randos. The rando whimsies.
Yeah, I was going through my wallet the other day, like trying to clean it out. Because, you know, sometimes you'll keep like a concert ticket or something. Then you forget that it's in there.
I thought he was going
to
say condom, Monica.
No. I'm like, well, shoot. How old is it?
How old is this wallet? My God.
A concert ticket or a movie stub. Sometimes you do that. And I'm going through my wallet. And I see that I still have my Hokie passport. So that was my college ID at Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have it. And I just can't. And I was like, well, I don't really need this anymore. Like, it's starting to fade. I don't know if I could still use it as a college ID to, you know, get cheaper discounts and stuff like that. But I could not pull myself to throw it away.
Yeah, I used mine for several years after the fact to get movie ticket discounts in particular for your college ID. But I look nothing like that young boy anymore, sadly.
And there are places that are still taking. Like if you go to Wintergreen, they will take it and give you a discount like skiing and lodging and stuff.
You know, I promise you, there's probably someone listening right now. You can text into 52353 if you want. How long has it been since college, but you're still using your college ID for some kind of discount? I bet there's a decader out there.
Oh, well, I'm still using my college email for discounts, and I need, like, software and stuff.
Oh, yeah, Amazon Prime. Yeah.
All that stuff, all those student discounts, the Apple software, yeah.
Does Netflix do a deal or something?
Now, I don't know. I'm not using it for that one, but I need to go in and change everything.
Yeah, they didn't let us keep our college emails. That would have been nice.
Yeah, Virginia Tech actually sent out an email, said if you want to keep it, you need to reply to this email, and then we'll let you keep yours.
I'll have to find. I still have my college ID somewhere. I used to keep it in my wallet just to show people the difference between me back then. It will shock you. So let me remember to go get it. Because you haven't seen it?
I have mine.
Monica, you haven't seen it?
I don't think I have.
Huh. I think I've seen yours. Do you look weird on yours or something? I can't remember. Is there something about it?
I think I look pretty much the same, actually.
I feel like there's some ID I've seen of yours. Maybe it's an old license or something where you look totally different.
Yes, my ID does look different.
Okay.
All right, I need to see driver's license. I need to see it.
My driver's license.
It's like my ID. I'm like, these are all IDs. Those are the kinds of drivers I ever have. Why are you being so confusing? Yeah. Hey, you know what? Sometimes you like to hang on to those random things. I still have the same keychain that I used to use when I was 12 years old.
The same. Is it like a lanyard or just like a metal type keychain?
It is a teeny tiny action figure of 1980s wrestler Big John Studd. Big John Studd has, sadly, he's lost one of his arms over the years, but I still have him after all this time.
The keychain, not real life Big John Studd.
He R.I.P.
Okay, rest in peace.
Unfortunately, yes. But so the keychain has lived on. It sits in our junk drawer. Now, I don't carry it around with me, but it's like the spare key for for the house is still Big John Studd. So if you need it, you go get Big John Studd, and then you're ready
to
roll.
You have to say it?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to get Big John Studd. I got the key.
Right, you
got to
go get
it.
Big John Studd. The key has a name, and his name is Big John Studd. So it's sentimental value. I mean, it was when I was given a house key when I was a kid, because I was a latchkey kid, that was my keychain, my Big John Studd.
How upset, on a scale of 1 to 10, if you went home today and for some reason it got thrown away, Big John Studd got thrown away, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Divorce.
You'd be very... I didn't say your wife threw it away. Maybe your kids did.
How come she let them have it? Well, I can divorce a child. Can we do that?
That's true.
What do they call reverse emancipation? You know when the kids try to get free?
Uh-huh.
I want to do that to them. But like, you know what? You're emancipated. Get out of here.
Let them free. You are free now.
Go.
You're done. You're out of here.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.